Hey there, deep divers. Ready to go deep on something kind of cool in Windows 11?
I'm ready. Always up for a deep dive.
Okay, so today it's all about this new feature they're calling Administrator Protection. And from what I've seen, it could really shake things up in terms of how we think about security, especially for those all-powerful admin accounts.
Yeah, it's about time they got a security makeover. Like, seriously.
Right. So basically, instead of having those admin rights active all the time, even when you don't really need them,
right,
Windows 11 is going to flip the script.
Oh, how so?
So even if you're logged in as an administrator, you're going to operate with standard user permissions by default.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You only get those elevated privileges when you specifically need them. And you have to confirm it each time.
Kind of like double checking, right?
Exactly. No more accidentally handing over the keys to the kingdom just because you're logged in with admin rights.
Makes sense.
But, and here's the question that keeps popping into my head.
Well, Juan, I'm listening.
Does this actually change how vulnerable those accounts are? Like, what's to stop some sneaky malware from just waiting for you to grant those permissions and then bam?
I see where you're going with this. And it's a great question, really. Gets to the heart of how Administrator Protection is trying to change things up.
Okay, lay it on me.
So even if some nasty malware manages to sneak its way onto your system, it won't automatically have free reign just because it happens to be in an admin account. It'll hit a wall.
A wall, huh?
Yeah. It'll need you, the user, to make a conscious decision, a deliberate action to grant those elevated permissions.
So in a way, it's putting you more in control.
Exactly. It's almost like having a security checkpoint for every single action that needs those admin privileges. You get to decide what gets through and what gets blocked.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this is different. So instead of assuming you always need full access, Windows will now assume that you don't. That's a pretty big shift.
It is.
But I'm still a little fuzzy on how this actually works in practice. Can you walk me through it?
Sure. Imagine this. You're trying to install a brand new program.
Okay. Pretty common scenario.
Right. So with Administrator Protection turned on, you're going to get this clear prompt asking you to confirm that, yes, you really do want to grant this program admin privileges.
So it's not just happening silently in the background anymore. You're actively involved.
Exactly. You're part of the decision-making process.
Interesting. But couldn't that get kind of annoying? I mean, how often do people actually install new programs?
Yeah, it's true. Not every day.
Right. So wouldn't people just start clicking through those prompts without even thinking?
You know, that's a really valid concern for sure. User fatigue is something they've definitely thought about.
Oh, good.
And to combat that, they've introduced some really clever design elements, like, you know, those color-coded prompts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they help you visually see how risky each action might be.
So, like, red for danger, green for go, that kind of thing.
Yeah, pretty much. It's all designed to be super intuitive, even if you're not a total security expert.
So you're not just blindly clicking yes anymore. You're actually being prompted to think about, like, hey, is this safe? Should I be doing this?
Exactly. It brings those security considerations right to the forefront, making them harder to just ignore.
I like that. It's almost like built-in security awareness training.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
But we've been talking a lot about, you know, what this means for the individual user, right?
Right.
What about the bigger picture? How does this fit into the whole evolution of security for operating systems? You know, where are we going with this?
Yeah, zoom out a bit.
Exactly. And this is where it gets really interesting, because it's a big shift toward what's called the, well, it has a kind of jargony name, the principle of least privilege.
Principle of least privilege.
You got it. Often shortened to POLP.
POLP. Okay.
And it basically means you only grant the absolute minimum access needed to get the job done.
Makes sense.
And traditionally, POLP has been more of a concept for, like, system administrators to apply. It wasn't really baked into how Windows worked at the user level.
So is Administrator Protection going to, like, fundamentally change how Windows approaches security then? Is this like a sea change?
You know, I think it really has the potential to be. For you, the user, it means a more secure system, one that's way less likely to be compromised by malware.
Even if I click on something I shouldn't, you're saying?
Even then. But it also has implications for developers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it could mean they need to rethink how they design applications from the ground up. They'll need to make sure they're following those POLP principles.
Wow, so the ripple effects of this could be pretty huge.
Absolutely. I mean, if this is successful.
Yeah.
we might see a whole wave of similar features popping up across different operating systems.
Interesting.
Even applications. Imagine every single piece of software from your web browser to your video games operating on this principle of least privilege, always asking for your okay before it accesses sensitive data or makes big changes to your system.
Okay, now you're really making me think differently about security. Instead of just relying on, like, antivirus software and hoping for the best.
Right.
What if we could actually control what each program can and can't do at a much deeper level?
It's a pretty powerful idea.
It is. It really is.
And it all boils down to shifting that balance of responsibility. Instead of blindly trusting applications, you become an active participant in your own digital safety.
So it's less about being a passive user.
Right.
And more about being a security conscious one.
Exactly. And that's where things start to get really, really interesting. It really is about moving away from that that set it and forget it mindset.
I get it.
And towards, you know, one of active engagement, actively being a part of your own security.
Hmm. But wouldn't that require, like, a lot more effort from the user?
Yeah.
I mean, is it really realistic to expect that everyone's going to become, like, a security expert overnight?
Yeah. I mean, not everyone's going to, you know, become a hacker.
Right.
But that's the beauty of this, of administrator protection.
Yeah.
Designed to kind of guide you through those decisions.
Okay.
Without, you know, totally overwhelming you.
Right, right.
Remember those color-coded prompts we were talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a key part of, you know, making this thing actually user-friendly.
Right.
Because it gives you that clear visual indication, you know, of the potential risks involved.
Yeah.
Even if you don't know all the technical nitty-gritty.
So even if you're not, like, a tech whiz, you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
You can still make those informed decisions.
Yep.
About what's allowed on your system. Interesting.
It's like having, you know, a built-in security advisor always there watching your back.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about malware, but what about just, you know, regular old programs?
Right.
Does administrator protection, like, change how we think about those?
It does. It's not just about preventing malware infections. It's also about giving you, the user, more, you know, granular control over what applications can and can't do.
Granular control. Yeah, that's good. Can you, like, give me a concrete example?
Sure. Let's say you have this this older program you've been using forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Could be a game.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of software that, you know, the developer doesn't even support anymore.
Right, right. You know, we've all got those.
And traditionally, that program, it might have just had full admin access simply because it was installed back, you know, back when security wasn't such a big deal.
Right. So even if it's not, like, actively malicious.
Yeah.
It could still pose a risk.
Absolutely. I mean, older software can have all sorts of, you know, security holes that haven't been patched.
Oh, yeah. But sure.
So with administrator protection, you can actually choose.
Okay.
You can choose to run that program with limited permission.
Yeah, you're basically, like, sandboxing those older programs.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Limiting their access to just the bare minimum.
Exactly. You know, you're creating these layers of protection.
I see.
Minimizing the potential damage.
It's making me realize, like, how much we just blindly trust software.
You know? Right.
We install things and just assume they'll behave themselves.
Well, in most cases, they do. I mean, most developers, they have good intentions.
Right, right.
But, you know, as the threat landscape keeps evolving.
Yeah, getting more complex all the time.
We need more robust safeguards.
I hear you. So administrator protection is kind of like a safety net.
It's more like a series of checks and balances, I'd say.
Right.
Making sure each application is playing by the rules.
Staying in its lane. I like it.
Operating within its designated boundaries.
Yeah. That definitely sounds a lot more secure. But, you know, is this just a Band-Aid?
That's a good question.
Is this just fixing a symptom of a much bigger problem?
It's a step in the right direction, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember, like, no single feature, no matter how cool, is like a magic bullet.
Yeah.
Security, it's an ongoing process. It's an evolution.
Right.
And administrator protection, it's just one piece of that larger puzzle.
One piece of the puzzle.
Right.
Okay, so what else can we do then as users to stay safe in this, you know, increasingly wild west of a digital world?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, staying informed.
Okay.
And keeping your software updated.
Right, the basics.
The basics. Make sure you're running the latest version of Windows.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, install those security updates.
As soon as they're available?
Yeah, don't wait.
I know. Easier said than done, though, right?
Well, the good news is Windows does a lot of that, you know, automatically these days.
Oh, that's good.
But you still got to be aware, you know? You got to make those conscious decisions about your settings.
So being proactive is really key.
It is.
But for those of us who aren't, you know, super tech savvy, where do we even start?
You know, there's tons of great resources. Okay. Microsoft has a whole bunch of stuff online. Really detailed explanations of administrator protection.
Cool.
Other security features. And, you know, there's articles, tutorials.
Okay.
From reputable tech websites.
Got it.
You know, security blogs.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
That's good to know. But here's a question that's been bugging me.
Go ahead.
How can we be sure this won't just lead to users, you know, blindly clicking through those prompts?
Yeah.
Like, are we just shifting the burden of security, you know, entirely onto the user?
Yeah, that's a valid concern. And user behavior, it is absolutely critical for security.
Right.
But with administrator protection, I really believe it's actually empowering users.
Okay.
Because it's giving you more transparency, more control.
Mm-hmm.
And those color-coded prompts, they're there to make things crystal clear.
Yeah.
Even if you're, you know, not a tech expert.
Right, right. So it's really about striking that balance between security and usability.
That's the sweet spot.
Yeah.
You know, we need security solutions that are both effective. Yeah.
Right.
But also easy to use, easy to understand.
Otherwise, people are just going to, you know, find workarounds.
They will.
Or they'll get so frustrated that they'll just turn everything off.
And then what's the point? Right.
Exactly. Defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah.
So how do we ensure that, you know, these security features are actually being used?
That's where education comes in.
There it is again.
We got to make these concepts accessible to everyone, not just the techies.
Right. Democratize security. I love it.
And that's where things like, you know, this podcast come in.
Oh, hey.
We can break down these complex topics into, you know, digestible chunks and empower you to actually make those informed decisions.
That's what we're all about. It's not just, you know, bits and bytes. It's about real world stuff.
It is.
It's about giving people the tools to take control of their digital lives.
That's it. That's the goal.
I like that. And the more we talk about this stuff, the more awareness we raise, the better off we'll all be.
Absolutely.
Okay, but before we get, you know, too carried away talking about the future of cybersecurity,
right?
Let's bring it back down to earth a bit.
Okay.
Where does administrator protection actually stand right now?
So right now, it's still being tested.
Okay.
It's available for, you know, those Windows insiders, the ones in the Canary Channel. That's where Microsoft rolls out those early, you know, experimental build.
The leading edge.
So for those of you who like living dangerously,
or those early adopters,
you can actually try out administrator protection right now.
Oh, cool.
And your feedback, it actually helps shape the feature.
So it's like a real-time collaboration.
It is.
Between Microsoft and its users.
Yeah, and that's what makes the Windows Insider program so cool. You know, they're getting that real-world feedback from people who are using it every day.
So they're not just developing in a vacuum.
Nope, they're listening.
They're actually, like, taking that feedback and incorporating it.
Exactly. It's a very iterative and collaborative approach.
I like that. Okay, so that's for the early adopters. But what about, you know, the rest of us?
Right.
The ones who are patiently waiting for the official release.
Yeah.
Any idea when that might be?
You know, Microsoft hasn't announced a specific date.
Okay.
But it'll probably be included in, you know, a future Windows 11 update.
Okay, so no need to rush out and buy a new computer today.
Not at all.
Good to know.
And in the meantime, you know, there are still things you can do to improve your security right now.
Right, like staying informed, keeping your software up to date.
Exactly.
All that good stuff.
The basics.
Well, before we dive into those tips and tricks.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick pause.
Okay.
And come back for the final part of our deep dive into administrator protection.
Sounds good.
Stay with us. And we're back. Still diving deep on administrator protection. This is like way more exciting than I thought a security feature would be.
Right. I mean, it's a big deal. A total game changer, really. And I think it's going to have a huge impact on how we all think about security in the future.
So before the break, we were talking about how important it is to, like, educate users, make sure people actually understand these security concepts.
Yeah.
What are some of the, like, key takeaways folks should know about administrator protection, especially as we get closer to everyone having it?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing is you're going to have way more control over what apps can actually do on your system.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Even if you're logged in as an administrator, you're basically going to operate as a standard user by default.
So no more like accidentally giving some rogue program free reign over your computer.
Exactly. It's putting you back in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
With administrator protection, you're going to be, you know, prompted to actually grant those permissions every single time.
And you were saying those prompts are designed to be like really clear and informative. Right?
They are. They even use they use color coding.
Oh, yeah. To help you visualize the risk.
Exactly. So you can make smarter decisions about, you know, what you allow on your system.
So it's not just about blindly clicking yes anymore.
Nope.
Okay. That's good. But what about the times when you do actually need those admin privileges? Like,
yeah.
How does that actually work?
It's really straightforward. So anytime you try to do something right, that requires those admin rights.
Like installing a new app or something.
Exactly. Or, you know, changing some system setting, you'll get this prompt that asks you to confirm, you know, it's really you.
Like a double check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can actually do that using Windows Hello.
Oh, cool.
Which is super convenient.
Yeah. I love that I can just use my fingerprint.
Right. So much easier than typing in a password all the time.
For sure.
It just makes the whole, you know, security thing more integrated, less of a hassle.
You know, it's funny. For a security feature, administrator protection actually feels kind of empowering.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just about locking things down. It's actually giving me, you know, more control over my own digital life.
I totally agree. I think for a long time, security has been seen as something that's, you know, handled by experts or by the operating system itself.
Right. And us regular folks just have to kind of trust that everything's being taken care of.
Yeah. And while that's important,
yeah,
users play a huge role too.
So it's not just about having the latest antivirus or whatever. It's about being, you know, aware.
Right. Understanding the risks.
And making smart choices about what you allow on your computer.
Exactly. And that's where features like administrator protection come in. They help us do that.
You know, as we wrap up, it makes me think about what all of this means for the, you know, the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see all this user-centric security stuff going?
Ooh, that's a big question. But I think we're moving towards a world where, you know, everything is designed with user control in mind, like privacy baked in from the start. Imagine if every device, every app, every online service, it was all about giving the user more say in how their data is used.
So instead of blindly trusting companies,
right,
we could actually have more transparency, more control.
Exactly. It's about shifting the balance of power, putting users back in control of their digital lives.
That sounds awesome, but is it like really possible?
I think it is. I really do. We're already seeing like a growing demand for privacy-focused stuff.
Yeah, true.
And the more people realize the risks,
mm-hmm,
the more they're going to demand better from the companies they interact with.
So it's not just about, you know, building better tech. It's about a change in, like, our mindset.
Exactly. And I think features like administrator protection, they're helping us do that. They're pushing us in the right direction.
Well, I got to say, this has been a truly fascinating deep dive. I'm actually feeling pretty optimistic about the future of security.
Me too. Don't underestimate the power of knowledge. The more you understand about this stuff, the better equipped you'll be to, you know, stay safe.
That's a great point. And for those of you who want to, like, dive even deeper into administrator protection,
oh,
we've got a bunch of links and resources in the show notes.
Check them out.
And, you know, if you're feeling adventurous, you can even join the Windows Insider program. Try it out for yourself.
Until next time, stay curious.
Stay safe.
And keep diving deep.
We'll see you out there, deep divers.